DPD Chief Dan Pascarello was woken up Sunday morning by his night shift, who reported they had just nabbed a suspected heroin dealer during a routine patrol.
Sunday night at about 4 a.m., Officer Bill Yates was patrolling and he noticed a blue pickup truck parked at the boat harbor. Its engine was running. It appeared to have been there a while. He went up to investigate and he found a man passed out, drooling on himself in the driver's seat.
Pascarello says the officers asked the man to step outside the vehicle to pat him down.
He felt a handgun in the pocket of the man's pants. He removed the handgun, which was a silver 22 caliber Beretta pistol with pink sparkly grips.
That gun was loaded and had a round in the chamber. A pellet gun was found underneath the driver's seat. Moore is a convicted felon and was taken into custody for possessing those firearms. A further search at the jail turned up approximately 1.4 grams of black tar heroin, some pills, and close to $8,000 cash. Pascarello says Moore admitted he was under the influence of heroin. DPD learned that Ty Moore was originally from Manicotic but had been living in Togiak.
We checked with Alaska State Troopers and they passed on information they received concerning this man's alleged drug dealing activities in Togiak. We contacted the Togiak Tribal Police, who had seized heroin and methamphetamine off of this man's girlfriend and some marijuana off of this man's person. And on February 2nd, the Togiak Traditional Council banished this man from the village of Togiak.
According to the DPD complaint, Togiak police officer Leroy Nanoluk said Moore was, quote, the number one drug dealer in the village before his banishment, with a long list of incident reports on file locally. Togiak police and state troopers say they've been keeping an eye on Moore, his girlfriend Samantha Blue, and her sister Annie Blue, who have been making frequent trips to Dillingham and to Anchorage, often chartering flights with cash and carrying no luggage. DPD believes these three are associates of Shania Clark, Kevin Harless, and others who have set up shop in a rented house downtown on Dillingham's Main Street. Dillingham, says Pascarello, is becoming the blue ticket destination of choice or necessity.
Togiak Tribal Court and Tribal Police have been aggressively targeting drug dealers in the village of Togiak and through their tribal process, banish the people or give the threat of banishment. And when those people leave Togiak, unfortunately, they usually end up here in Dillingham.
Ty Moore was arraigned Tuesday on a felony drug trafficking charge as well as two weapons misconduct charges. The state asked for a high bail amount of $50,000. Magistrate Judge Tina Ray set it instead at $15,000 plus a third-party custodian. Moore retained Anchorage defense attorney Rex Butler to represent him in the case. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.